All right, to the weekly entrepreneur segment now, and we are delighted to be sponsored by WinTrust Financial. You know what the number one small business that gets started in this country is? It's a restaurant. You know what how much failure that small businesses have, the number one failure rate? It's in restaurants. My wife and son, we love to watch, well, I'm not so crazy about it, that they love that show, Restaurant Impossible, where the guy's yelling a lot and he's giving failing restaurants these makeovers. I bet a lot of those failing restaurants are pizza joints. Started with this great dream that grandma's recipe has got to be a winner. Peace Brewery and Pizzeria. They're on North Avenue near the intersection with Damon and Milwaukee. It is a standout in the standalone independent pizza biz. Known for its New Haven-style pizza, it has won awards for its libations and has been around for something like a dozen years, far longer than most places of its ilk. Bill Jacobs is the founder. He's the head guy still. Is it merely the quality of the food? Is it the atmosphere? Is it the location? Is it luck? Is it good timing? What is it? What's your secret special ingredient that makes your place so much of a hit?
Well, Bill, I think it's all those things. It's the concept. It's the pizza. It's the beer. It's how everything is executed. And you have to have great service, and you have to have a terrific location.
Now, I just ate some pizza. I'm salivating. It's kind of hard for me to speak. It's wonderful. It's terrific. I didn't know I ever had New Haven-style pizza before. What distinguishes it from other thin-crust pizza?
Well, New Haven is known for its great thin-crust pizza. The pizzas are all hand-formed, topped with fresh tomato sauce, mozzarella, and fresh toppings. And it's not about how much you put on a pizza. It's about the right balance of sauce to cheese to topping, so you can
absolutely
really taste what you're eating.
Because sometimes I'll go and they pile it on. I think, oh, I'm getting an extra value here. And you'll eat it, and it's sort of just a mushy mass in your mouth, and it doesn't really have any staying power. Because a pizza is a very delicate thing. The crust has to have a certain consistency. The toppings do. The sauce does. The cheese has to melt a certain degree. You can't have too much, not enough. That's kind of a tricky art.
Absolutely. And the crust is so essential to a great pizza.
Take us back to before it all started. What were you doing, and what made you think that starting this place was a good idea?
Well, I'd always been entrepreneurial, and I was inspired by these guys that opened up a great homemade ice cream place in New Haven where I grew up, Ashley's Ice Cream Factory. And I was determined to go, when I left for college, to find my own product. And when I went to school in Boston at Boston University, I discovered these great bagels in Brookline. And that was back in the early 80s before anyone was really doing anything with bagels. And I mentioned it to my family, my brothers. They thought it was a great idea. And to make a long story short, my brothers Andy and Pete and I moved out here to Chicago in 83, after I graduated from college with a second with a loan from our folks, a second mortgage that they took out on their home.
To and build a business, pizza joint?
To build a bagel
place. Oh, the bagel place.
Yeah, and that was right down here on Chicago Avenue.
Now, was that successful then?
It was successful, okay. And we built it to 20 units. By the end, the market was getting very crowded, and we had the opportunity to get out and be acquired. But that, like bringing great bagels to Chicago, I thought about bringing this style of pizza here, this great pizza that my family and I grew up eating in New Haven.
Did you have the plan in place? Did you say, I know this is going to be good, and I know it's going to be named Independent Pizzeria of the Year by Pizza Today. I know that Pizza Today magazine will name it as the highest grossing pizzeria in the continental U.S., You've got those awards. You've got that recognition.
That's true. Well, needless to say, I had absolutely no idea any of those honors would happen. But going into this operation, this business, I was confident that it was a good idea. I didn't know how good or how successful it would become.
And how did you interest Rick, the guy from Styx?
No.
Cheap Trick.
Yes.
Wrong group.
Yeah.
Rick Nielsen.
I was raising capital at the time, and I was shaking all trees and getting rejected right and left. You know, people were looking at my plan and wondering why they should put money into a pizza restaurant when they could put their money into internet stocks. So
That was the dot-com boom era.
That's exactly right. So I was playing sports. I was playing Ultimate Frisbee and announced to my team that I had this new concept that I was working on in raising capital, and if any of them knew of someone with money who might be interested in investing. And this woman led me to her friend in Rockford, who happened to be good friends with Rick, and showed the plan to Rick, and Rick liked it, and the two of them came to Chicago. We met at the space, which was an old garage, and, you know, it was literally dirt. There was nothing there. And Rick loved the idea.
And you see him, he wears the T-shirt.
Yes.
He's got your logo wear now. Rick, heck, he's an investor. Why not?
Rick's fantastic. He's a great marketer. He's a great guy and a wonderful friend.
And I mentioned Restaurant Impossible, the favorite show of my wife and son. And you're going to be, that guy I didn't know, Robert Irvine. He's the angry dude?
Yes.
And you're going to be keynoting with him?
Yes, at the Pizza Expo in Las Vegas in March. So I'm one of the two keynote speakers, Robert Irvine being the other one.
It's amazing because when I've been mentioning you be coming on the show, here's the quote. I love that place. It really is amazing to
That's
think
great.
That a pizza joint can have that kind of standout individuality when there are so many of them, particularly in this city.
Yeah. I think it's testimony to, you know, what a great job my people are doing. You know, we're putting out a great product. They're providing great service, and it works.
Something about pizza joints. We were talking about Nick Cirillo, who was on this show. He has gotten national recognition for his two pizza places. One is in Elgin. Can't really remember where the other one is. Is it Crystal Lake? But
so.
Yeah, he too is an entrepreneur like you. He came up with his own unique
yes.
model for how
yeah.
to run the spot, and he's doing successfully well. You're doing successfully.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable.
Nick's great, and I met Nick at the Pizza Expo last year. And Nick has a passion for his business.
Well, Bill Jacobs, founder and head of Peace. Where did you come up with that name? P-I-E-C-E. Peace.
Well, Jim Furr, who does all my advertising and did advertising for our business as Jacobs Brothers, I took the concept to him. And I said, Jim, this is it. It's pizza. It's beer. Can you create an identity? So he worked on it, and that's what he came up with.
Well, it's certainly successful, not just in logo, but in the fare you serve. Bill Jacob, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
I got to get – thanks for bringing the pizza, too.
Absolutely.
I got to get off the air. I have another 2 hours to go.
Enjoy it.